The EU summit at the weekend chose two politicians with very contrasting records to take on two important roles as President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, who's been Prime Minister of Poland for 7 years, and as EU Foreign Policy Chief, Federica Mogherini, who's been Foreign Minister of Italy for just 7 months. Our Europe correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us now from Brussels to tell us what we need to know about these two people, about whom and from whom we'll be hearing quite a bit over the next 4 or 5 years. Paul, first of all, Donald Tusk, obviously a successful politician, not great English, so that's good. We haven't heard that much from him. Otherwise, what do we need to know?
We need to know that he's a particularly tough man. He was born in the northern city of Gdansk, and members of his family were forced to work as slave labourers under the Nazi occupation. And he himself, as a student, immediately joined Solidarity and campaigned against communist domination in his country until it collapsed in 1989. He went straight into politics and came from the free market attitude that what Poland needed was to deregulate immediately, and was immediately successful himself. He was elected to Parliament in 1991, became Prime Minister in 2007, and was the first to serve consecutive terms since the end of communism. So he's a long-term politician, he's a serious operator, and I think this line about his English has been overplayed. He was speaking in English when he received the job just over the weekend and first was introduced to the press, and it seemed to be particularly good to me, and he said he was going to be on top form by December and able to communicate in English to anyone who wanted to hear him.
Two obvious issues of concern. One is his views on Ukraine and what, if anything, the EU can do about it. And to us in Ireland, I mean, Poland hasn't had a recession, anything like what we've had. So if you were Enda Kenny, is this somebody who would be of any use to us?
Yeah, I think the Russia, his approach to Russia is going to be interesting. I mean, the job is effectively this. He's going to chair the meetings of EU leaders, but he also works behind the scenes trying to secure consensus on difficult issues like Russia and how to handle sanctions. And he also has a media profile. He speaks at the beginning of meetings and also delivers the conclusions to the media afterwards. But Russia is going to pose a problem for him. Poland has been particularly tough on Russian involvement in eastern Ukraine, but his job as president Council is going to reflect the compromise views of all 28 members. So I'm sure once he takes over in November at his first meeting in December, people are going to be saying, you're reflecting the views of the 28 there. But just 6 months ago, when you were speaking as Prime Minister of Poland, you were saying this. And so it's going to be a difficult beginning for him. But I don't think anyone underestimates his ability to do the job. Now, when it comes to the economics, just on the Irish approach, Poland has done very well. And yet at the same time, Donald Tusk has been someone who's been saying Poland should join the euro. And that's not a very popular thing in Poland at the moment. So he's something of a maverick on that front as well.
OK. I notice you're calling him Donald Tusk, not Tusk, right?
Yes.
Right, that's handy for everyone, including our ministers who are going to meet him, to know if you call Conor by the right name. Now, let's talk about the choice made by Matteo Renzi, the Italian Prime Minister, was a key figure. He could have chosen Emma Bonino, former Foreign Minister, former European Commissioner, very experienced politician, and a woman, because there was a need, a felt need that a woman should get a top job. Instead of which, he's chosen somebody whose political experience consists of 7 months as Minister for Foreign Affairs. What is Federica Mogherini's talent that makes her suitable for this job, if she is?
Well, you're right that people are raising questions. Why should someone who was only appointed in February to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs be suddenly jettisoned into the top EU foreign policy job? And Italians do get shirty about this. They point out that she has been a Member of Parliament since 2008. She's a two-term MEP, that her background is political science and has a particular interest in Islamist politics, that she's been working on numerous foreign affairs committees and also heads up the Italian delegation at NATO. So they say she's not a novice, and she's also fluent in French and English, and will be a new wave of politicians like Prime Minister Renzi, and they are ready to take their role now in trying to forge a new European Union.
Well, as I say, we'll be hearing a lot about these and from these two people over the next 5 years. But Paul Cunningham in Brussels, thank you very much.